Where do you go for the insights and intel that keep you informed? It's easy to find tons of news and how-to stuff, but what about the commercial acumen, the business awareness that separates the good from the great professionals? The insights, the trends, the nuances, the patterns, the predictions, the drivers of change. Well, I'm Rob Brown, and that's exactly what we're doing here. With this brand new Accounting Answers podcast, I've interviewed 111 people who care about accounting, who talk to tech experts, fellow professionals, and clients every day. These people are on the front line in seeing what's working and what isn't. And you can't beat a variety of experts that comes from not just a couple of conversations or talking to your people in your own bubble. You need diversity of thinking and perspectives. So we're asking a range of experts in accounting, finance, and tech the same five questions about change, talent, people, tech, and the future of accounting. And in this daily show of 10 to 15 minutes, you get over 500 brilliant, passionate, and articulate perceptions, insights, viewpoints of professionals with a stake in the game. And each episode gives you five answers to one of these questions, so you're a step ahead of everyone else in knowing what the world is thinking about the topics that matter. Let's jump into today's episode. If I asked you for your top three predictions for the accounting world in coming years, what would you say? You need to think for a while. You'd want to give it a considered, thoughtful, and knowledgeable answer. The good news is that that's what 111 of our experts have done for you. They've done the thinking. So let's see if you agree with five of them today as they share their best wisdom and predictive insights. Let's hear from Amy Horner, a change enthusiast, business strategy consultant, keynote speaker, and podcast host who brings innovative ideas and strategies to businesses looking to thrive in changing markets.
Top three predictions. We will solve what is here in the U.S. referred to as the pipeline challenge, which is enticing more young people to look at accounting as a major in college. And just the breadth of careers that accounting gives. I'm not a traditional accounting. I haven't done accounting in 15 years, but I'm still a part of this community. And I still identify that I'm a CPA, I'm an accountant, I'm part of this profession. I think that needs to be a big change when we're looking at pipeline, is it's not simply about closing the books and providing financials. There are many, many other career options by going into accounting as a major. So I see that as a major change. I really hope that we can move past all this manual work that we continue to do and truly embrace technology as the solution. Accountants typically don't have a change-oriented, tech-loving personality. They are traditionally a little quieter and do like that analytical mindset. With the new wave of people coming in, I think that will start to change it. So that's really number two is embracing the tech and embracing AI. Gosh, if we could go wild for number three and just, I think more movies will be made about accountants. Maybe we'll have, you know, some sort of wave of TV shows focusing on accounting and what fun we are and what a great career this is. And our place in society is so important. Businesses don't put out quarterly or annual reports without a team of accountants, right? Governments can't run without a team of accountants. We're incredibly important. And so I think bringing the profession to the forefront, if that could be our big crazy hope and dream and just making us, I think, a broader embraced part of society as a whole, I'd love to see it. I would love to be here when that happens.
Next is Amy Vetter, CPA, speaker, yogi, and CEO of the B3 Method Institute, blending her expertise in accounting with mindfulness practices to promote balanced leadership and well-being in a professional world.
My top three predictions for the accounting profession in the coming years is, number one, I think we are going to see more diverse leadership entering into partnerships, entering into finance and accounting departments everywhere. I do see, as far as another prediction, is this pipeline issue getting worse. And if firms, and I'm talking on the public side, don't make the choices to change their firm, they are going to be acquired, or they're going to have to take on private equity because they have no bench strength to move to the next level and to be able to stay independent. So If your goal is to stay independent, then the time and investment that you need to make right now, it's right now. Like, you cannot wait in order to change around your culture, your organization, your processes, so that people want to grow their careers with you. And that is a competitive advantage versus being part of larger and larger organizations. And that really leads into my third prediction, is there's going to be a lot more mergers amongst the accounting firm. And so you're going to have very big firms and you're going to have very small startup firms. So there's going to be a drive for accountants, and I'm already seeing it now, that they want to work in a workplace that they can truly live their purpose, that they can be able to have those relationships with clients that they want, and be able to have the work life, what I call harmony, that they need too. So not to forget that at the heart of everything, at the heart of accountants are their heart. I think we're a very love-driven profession, that we love our clients. We feel the need to really help them. So don't get away from that. And the only way to not get away from that is to make the investment now.
Joining the conversation now is Andrew Argue, the founder of Instead.com and Corvi.com, dedicated to helping businesses and individuals make smarter tax decisions through innovative software solutions.
I think that one of them I kind of mentioned already is that very soon accounting firms will have functionally no limit to the number of employees that they have to complete tasks through AI. Number two would be that new entrants into this industry will have to become effectively like directors or partners, like out of university, because of all of the lower level work that gets done. And then number three would be that I think we're going to see some tools like become really like global products. So where, you know, whether you take the GL and you have a GL that actually works for any country in the world, or you have a tax product that works for any country in the world, or you have an audit product that works for any country in the world, I think there are going to be a number of companies that are actually able to build products that work for every jurisdiction on the planet, as opposed to these hodgepodge items. I think that'll be a big change as well.
And now insights from Anne-Catherine Steinroder, head of the ETL Global Network of Accounting Firms, where she spearheads initiatives to foster collaboration and innovation across the global accounting landscape.
Okay, my top three predictions are, well, first of all, I think the market as such is going to consolidate further. And there will be more smaller accounting and advisory firms joining bigger groups or looking for bigger partners. This is because of synergies they are looking for. This is because of increasing regulations they cannot cope with in their smaller firms. And at the same time, we still see that a lot of firms are still led by the baby boomer generation. So there will need to be some kind of succession plan. And very often, this leads to joining bigger groups, associations, or networks whatsoever. Prediction number three, the tech impact, I think, is continuing to increase. There are still a lot of systems, a lot of software solutions, etc., work in progress. So solutions are on their way and will need to be developed further in the future. And I think this will continue to the accounting world and the way we're doing our work in the future. And prediction number three, I also mentioned it earlier in our conversation, that accounting services will become much more comprehensive, much more advisory focused, and in that sense, also more expensive. On the one hand, well, we need to make accountancy great again. We need to promote our profession in the market. That means we need to look for people who can fill in this role of the advising accountant more than the number crunching accountant. At the same time, we need to make an invest into technology to take over the number crunching part and the analyzing part and, well, basically bringing it all together part, the work intensive part. And for that reason, I assume that our services will not remain at the same pricing level, but will rather lead to elevated.
We now turn to Apoorv Dwivedi, founder of Fixer Marketing, a strategic marketing advisor for accounting firms. bringing cutting-edge strategies to the forefront of accounting firm growth.
Yeah. So top three predictions. So, you know, again, the first one, massive proliferation of AI and automation. So again, we've already seen the impact that AI has had in a very short period of time. Yeah, there's a lot of hype around it right now, but you're going to start to see it embedded in pretty much every single software tech that is being used in some way, shape, or form. And we've talked about the impact of that. But I think that actually ties into the second one, which is we've got this resource shortage, right? So we're seeing, at least in North America anyways, a lot fewer students going into the accounting profession. And we've got folks that are more experienced, early mid-career, that are actually leaving the profession. And on top of that, at the top end, you've got this huge bubble of senior partners that are at or rapidly nearing retirement. And so you've got this big resourcing gap that needs to be filled. And that's going to be met through a combination of AI and automation on the first side. But then I think you're also going to see a lot more outsourcing and offshoring and probably even entry of new alternative platforms into the market, right? So take a look at, for example, the banking industry and the changes that they've had over the last, say, 15 years or so. So, you know, they've kind of gone in two directions. On one side, a lot more touch and a lot more advice. And on the other side, much, much better automation for kind of day-to-day activities and tasks. So you can see that within the accounting field. And then I think the third thing, which is kind of a combination of those, is a lot of firms are getting a lot more selective about which types of clients they want to choose to work with. And so that's also going to have a pretty big impact, right? So we're seeing firms already deciding to call certain types of clients or the types of services that they're providing, where their industries or niche focuses are. And that's going to have kind of a ripple effect throughout the industry as well, right? So I think there's going to be a lot more specialization overall within the industry.
So there you have five great answers to the question, what are your top three predictions for the accounting world in coming years? Every working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on what is coming up prediction-wise, what are they willing to bet on, what do they see in their crystal balls? That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with a fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best accounting leaders and influencers we can find. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing this brand new show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK-Europe region. Great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.